The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
This Trump Jr. thing is just unreal.
We should start this with, by the way, we think this is bad. I mean, I'm so fascinated by this, and it moves so quickly. Like, this is bad for the country. I cannot believe. I was just talking to somebody off the air, and they're like, "What do you mean you can't believe that they would do this?" Well, I guess I can believe it, but I'm surprised that they were so sloppy and incompetent to email.
Should you have been though?
Specific coordination. I
mean, look how incompetent these people are.
I know. I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be. You're right.
Shouldn't be.
This is so. Let's get everybody up to speed. If you're just joining the program. 3 days ago, there's an email. Hey, there's a story that comes out. Hey, it looks like Trump may have met with somebody. And Trump responds, well, that was mostly about adoption. Yes, it happened. First, he denied it.
First, then he said he didn't. It didn't happen. Right. Then when it was proven it did happen, he said, now I remember. That's right. It was I met with somebody on adoption.
Primarily about adoption. Now, everyone's treating the next transition as a flip-flop, which I don't think it is, because he said it was primarily about adoption. Then he said the next day, we came in, they were supposed to give us Hillary Clinton information, dirt on Hillary, but they didn't really have anything, and they just turned it to adoption, which was obviously the reason they came. They just wanted to freaking talk about adoption. So it was primarily about adoption from his telling, at least. We were not in the meeting, we don't know. We do know that that this came out, and the initial response from many Trump defenders was, this is typical New York Times, it's not true. Donald Trump has confirmed every single part of the story. So it's hard to say this one's fake news. You can say it doesn't matter, but you can't really say it's fake news. So now Donald Trump, the next story comes out the next day, which is today, that says, hey, Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian attorney who they knew was a government attorney emailed, and it said, it's a Russian government attorney, and Donald Jr. said, yeah, let's meet, I want to get this dirt. Now, when I heard that, I thought to myself, there's a lot in there that could change. Maybe the email doesn't exist. Maybe the email does exist, but doesn't say exactly what they're saying. The Times basically said, we don't have the email. We're hearing from three different sources. So I think you could fairly question whether the New York Times had this email or whether it was true. Today, Donald Trump Jr., just ahead of the New York Times releasing it in a story, decided to release it himself. Obviously, a smart idea to get out ahead of the story as much as you can. Let me give you the email chain here. The New York Times now has a story out about it, which they were, I think, trying to get comment from him about. June 3rd, 2016 email sent to Donald Trump Jr. could hardly have been more explicit. One of his father's former Russian business partners had been contacted by a senior Russian government official and was offering to provide the Trump campaign with dirt on Hillary Clinton. The documents would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia and would be very useful to your father, read the email, written by a trusted intermediary who added, this is obviously very high level and sensitive information, but it is part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump.
Which is bizarre. Weird.
Yeah.
Why do they want Trump in office?
Well, I mean, I think we kind of know. Right? I mean, yeah, I know he's defended him every step of the way. But again, this is kind of before that. I mean, he had been somewhat...
It is before that.
It was before any of the documents came out. It was before any of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to... I mean, there's been... You know, with Trump, every day is a year, I feel like. So there's so much stuff that happens. You know, I mean, 3 days ago, I was largely fully convinced there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia 3 days ago.
Yeah, me too.
I was mostly, I would say I was fully convinced that there would never be something obvious that they had done it.
If they did do it, it
would be a lot more secretive.
I was really getting tired of the left.
Yeah.
Bringing it up, too. The collusion between this administration and the Russians. Come on. Everybody knows. There's not one shred of evidence that that happened.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Stop it.
I mean, think about this. What was it last week? James O'Keefe was coming out and pushing videos of CNN employees saying, oh, you know, it's a nothing burger. And you know, another guy saying, there's no evidence yet. I mean, Trump Jr. has tweeted from his official account the actual email they're talking about.
And you're saying what? That means something?
I don't know. I don't know, Pat.
I mean, collusion friendly, maybe.
That is what the, yeah, I heard that. Collusion curious is what I heard this morning, which is kind of a funny term. Like, you could argue here that they didn't wind up getting information and using it against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You can argue that still. However, he obviously wanted information from the Russian government to use against Hillary
Clinton.
And
they wanted to give it to him.
Confirmed. That part is confirmed today. Mm-hmm. In the future, if the future president's elder son was surprised or disturbed by the provenance of a promised material or the notion that it was part of an ongoing effort by the Russian government to aid his father's campaign, he gave no indication. He replied within minutes, if it's what you say, I love it, especially later in the summer. Now, that's going to be more a part of the collusion part here is helping to, you know, basically saying, hey, release it around this time, if you would. Funny, they released it later in the summer.
And what was it? Mm-hmm. What was the big information they had?
I guess the Podesta emails and the DNC emails.
Okay, which was nothing. Nothing.
I thought it was nothing. And by the way, this is another important point, and I'm sure you'll be hearing it from the Kellyanne Conways of the world in the coming days. I still don't think any of this actually made a difference. I think Trump just won. But again, Watergate made no difference to Nixon. He won by like 70 zillion votes. Yeah. He did not need Watergate at all.
One of the biggest blowouts in American history.
Yeah.
And I have no idea why those buffoons went into the Watergate Hotel.
So stupid.
To spy on George McGovern, who had no chance of winning.
No chance.
None. So weird.
But again, and this is a different here, where it was really stupid, but Nixon was very paranoid, right? Like, he was a very paranoid guy and was always worried about it. And I don't think he knew about it initially, but knew about the cover-up and covered it up. And that might be the case here, too. I don't know. It's a different story, though, for Trump. Think about Donald Trump Jr. It's his dad. His dad's got a chance to be president of the United States. So you're going to do anything you can to help your dad in that situation, number one. Number two, they were desperate. They were getting crushed in all the polls. They did not. No one believed they were going to win, including, by the way, Barack Obama, who could have outed a lot of this stuff a lot earlier, but was so convinced Hillary was going to win, didn't think he needed to, which is a huge, you know, a lot of the, oh, this is so bad for the country crap that comes from Democrats, you have to view under that prism. They could have made this into a big deal at the time, chose not to because they thought their person was going to win. So taking them seriously on this front, I don't blame you for not taking them seriously. I don't take them seriously. Them being upset about Russia, I mean, we're the ones that are supposed to care about Russia, not them. It's the right that's supposed to care about Russia being bad. The left loves them and their policies. So it's really bonkers what this has turned into. Donald Trump Jr. eventually agreed about the meeting, saying he would bring along Paul Manafort and my brother-in-law, Jared Kushner, of course, one of the president's closest White House advisors. Now, what the reporting is on the actual meeting, all three of them went in there. Kushner left almost immediately. Manafort did not say anything in the meeting. Now, those two are going to be a lot more careful. Manafort in particular, who is a guy who's been, he used to own a consulting firm with Roger Stone. The man knows his way around Washington circles and is smart enough to sit back and not try to indicate any sort of agreement in a situation like this. Donald Trump Jr. is the guy's kid. You know, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know. I mean, you can understand trying to do this to help your father. Email exchanges were reviewed by the Times, offer a detailed unspooling of how the meeting with the Kremlin connected a Russian lawyer and how it came about and how Donald Trump Jr. was to accept what he explicitly told the Russian what he was explicitly told was the Russian government's help. I got to say, when I saw the story, I we could also yell at New York Times for fake news. A, they nailed the story completely. It's exactly what they said it was. B, in an odd way, slow played this. When the first thing came out, I thought, well, if they had something really good, they would have just put it in here. I think they may have slow played this, waiting for people to come out and say, oh, it's fake news, oh, it's not true, and then like slowly or leaking these
baited
details,
them.
Which is questionable from a media source, whether you should do that. I don't know. I mean, that seems like more of an activist tactic than a media tactic. That being said, though, that's minor criticism. They got the story right.
Yeah.
They got the story right. They got the email. They were right about what it said. It explicitly said it was a Russian government attorney. It explicitly said it came from a Russian government source. It explicitly said it was a Russian government plan to help Donald Trump's presidency and to incriminate Hillary Clinton. It is every single thing the New York Times said it was. And it was released from Donald Trump Jr.'s Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to be said for that. And I think this is obviously bad for the country. I think Donald Trump's a bad president. I don't think that he is good for the country himself. I think Mike Pence would be much better. All of that being said, I'm not happy about this because, again, it ruins the office. It hurts the office. I think at this point, you can stop this at Donald Trump Jr. At this point, what this is a Donald Trump Jr. problem. But, man, we're getting closer and closer, aren't we? We're now two letters away.
Do you think Donald Trump Jr. knows anybody who could possibly help him out of this sticky situation with, like, a pardon?
Pardon?
If you will. Yeah. Is there any doubt in your mind that he'd be pardoned? I bet he would. I bet he would.
There is no chance he'd ever get in trouble for this.
No chance.
But it could help hurt them politically. It hurt Ford politically enough to pardon Nixon, right? I mean, Frank Murkowski, who is the third least popular governor in measured polling history, still ahead, by the way, of Chris Christie, who held on to his 15% approval rating somehow after the beach thing. He was at 14%. The reason he was at 14% is because he named his daughter to a Senate seat. People don't like when you do things like that. Now, with Trump, he seems to get away with everything, and maybe here he will again. But, I mean, if you pardon your son for crimes like this, if it turns out to be a crime, and there's a lot of investigation, we got to see what the Mueller investigation, I think, finds, because we will add perspective here. This is not, it's not done. But this is way more than I ever thought they'd get on these guys. I can't believe we're reading an email in which a Russian source tells the son of Donald Trump that, hey, I've got information from the Russian government with a Russian government attorney, with the attorney general, if you will, of Russia, as part of a Russian government plan to help your dad incriminate Hillary Clinton. Damn. I never thought we'd get that.
No way. No,
I never thought we would see that.
And yet,
they will excuse every part of it. Everybody that is a Trump supporter will tell you, come on, this is nothing.
I can't wait to see what Sean Hannity has to say
about
this.
Well, you're going
to
hear that. Not only what you're going to hear about Hannity, which is,
how do you explain that away?
There's
nothing here, folks. It's a nothing burger.
You will hear it on Sean Hannity's show tonight. And I assure you of that, not because of Sean even, but because he's going to have Donald Trump Jr. on.
Is he?
He's going to have Donald Trump Jr. on to explain it. Now, you know, look, he's there. Obviously, he's friendly to the administration. Whether he pushes him on it is
he's not going to push him at all.
At least you'll hear his answers.
Yes.
You'll at least hear his excuse for this. And look, you got to hear their side a little bit better.
It was a nothing meeting. Nothing happened in it. We got no information. We didn't collude. I forgot about the meeting, which is why I said I didn't meet with him.
You
already know what's going to happen.
You can get me there up until even they win. You can get me there. Because I can even understand a week before the election, you're not being like, crap, I got to tell them about this meeting. I get it. When you're elected and there's an ongoing FBI investigation, I can't understand it. I can't understand it.
When you're applying for top secret clearance.
Now, Donald Trump Jr. doesn't have it. Kushner does. And
he was at the meeting.
And he was at the meeting
for 7 minutes.
But both Manafort and Trump Jr. don't have it. So Kushner is the one who needed to be disclosing that more outwardly, I would say. But I mean, almost have to believe that Donald Trump Jr. didn't tell Kushner or his dad about this, because
no way.
Glenn's reaction at the end of that has got to be real. Dude, you're hanging me out to dry here.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have this email in your email box? How could you have had this meeting and not let me know?
Mm-hmm.
I think he
did let him. I think he knew. And when it comes out that
least,
he knew,
yeah.
and I believe it will, they will seriously go after impeachment, and they'll have a good case. They'll have a good case. It's going to be a tough road.
My son made a mistake. He was working on the
It doesn't
campaign.
Matter. Yeah. The Democrats aren't going to go with that.
You can get me there, Jeffy, for a while on that. Because, I mean, look, he wasn't. You know what? You get someone who emails you who's a friend. Again, we keep saying Russian government source. It's a guy he knows. Right? Mm-hmm. The guy he knows emails him and says, look, hey, I got some information that could help. You want it? Sure. So I kind of get that, and I can understand getting there. But how you do not disclose it? How do you not let the administration know? How do you not let the how do you not let Trump know? How do you not let Kushner know? How do you not let even Manafort at that time, who's not no longer there, know? And you know, the rumor is that Manafort is a guy who is potentially now cooperating. Flynn and Manafort are reportedly cooperating with the government, and maybe that's how they got this. Wow. Not against them, but look, no, get me out of this.
I don't want to be part of it.
And look, Manafort is nothing if a survivalist. You know, right. He got fired by these people.
It's going to get really interesting.
It could, and again, this is not going to be it, right? This isn't the only piece of information
Manafort
they have.
Manafort goes back to the Soviet Union anyway. He goes back, hangs out at a house in Moscow, and lives good life.
I mean, I understand you're going to hear the rest of the day from everybody on the right about how this is nothing.
This is a big, fat nothing burger. And, you know, nothing here. Nothing happened. It's no big deal.
If you want that, you're going to be able to find it all over the dial,
all day,
and I understand that you want it. And a lot of people do. A lot of people want to hear something that would exonerate this and exonerate them from this. And I think there are paths, right? I think you can still say what Jeffy said. Yes. Look, he's a guy. It's his dad. It's a friend. He shouldn't have taken the meeting, but he did. He should have disclosed it, but he did. But what you're more likely going to hear is this is nothing. And I think that's a really questionable one.
I wish he'd have come to me and told me, because then I could have told you that he had this meeting nothing came of it.
But this is what happened with Nixon, Pat. And it's not the exact same case yet, but it's getting there. There was a time where Nixon was insulated. Mm-hmm. He actually didn't know, but he kept allowing this stuff to go. This does not help the Trump administration. It does not help his agenda. Get it out. Start telling the truth. Stop denying this crap. Get it out and get it over with, unless you're personally involved, because you're killing this administration. Any hope they had to move this stuff forward is destroyed by things like this. Well, this is ridiculous.
It's the Glenn Beck admission theory, right? I'm going to tell everybody what I've done, and then you can't hurt me with it later. And that's what he did. Glenn talked about what a dirtbag he was, how he treated people, the drugs, the alcohol, blah, blah, blah. Then somebody writes his big tell-all book. I got a tell-all book on Glenn Beck, who's now a big star. And lying about certain events did not happen, there was nothing in it that Glenn didn't already say.
It was actually more tame than what Glenn had said in the air.
It really was.
To be honest,
except for the lie about him being arrested in Baltimore on DUI charges and his DeLorean, that never happened.
And
showing up for work drunk never happened.
He called his friend and said that, made fun of his wife's miscarriage.
Oh, yeah, in Phoenix. That did not happen.
But still, the point being,
print what I told him.
There's other stuff I remember him saying on the air back in the day that were not in those books. Yeah. And I remember thinking, wow, they couldn't even get that one, huh? I heard that one at least local radio on the number one station in town.
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is it's not just it's if you're part of the Glenn Beck book club that we all are. We're in a book-related prison right now.
It's up to 37 books now.
We can't move because
we're
surrounded by
37 books in 2 weeks.
Mistakes Were Made and Not by Me is one of the books that he recommended, which, you know, is a really interesting talk about, hey, when you make a mistake, admit it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, don't say, you know,
people are more likely to forgive you.
There were things that happened. Mistakes were made, but it was by my son or it was by, you know, some official. I mean, now they're up to 7 people that are tied to the administration that have had contacts with Russians. 7. This one is by far the worst. I mean, you know, I think honestly, hidden in the Manafort stuff, you're going to find some really, really bad things as well. Mm-hmm. The Manafort's the one part I thought they were really in trouble on, but he fired Manafort, right? Like, Manafort was a guy who was shady in the beginning. He was tied to Roger Stone. He was Roger Stone's guy after they got rid of Lewandowski, because Stone and Lewandowski hate each other. They got rid of him. They brought Manafort back in, this longtime veteran of very shady, questionable circles. He's always been shady for years and years and years and years and years. And so they bring him in, and he'd already had dealings in Ukraine and Russia, and he was already tied into that. I would not have been shocked at all if you found something with Manafort, but they had plausible deniability there. Look, we had the guy there, we fired him, and we brought in other people. This is his son. This is his son. Mm-hmm. This is as clear as it's got his entire name except for Junior. It's not a good look. And, you know, the fact that they were not telling people about this is a real, it's just stupid.
Well, look,
it's a stupid way of handling it.
It's not that we weren't not telling people about it. We just forgot about it.
You're going to hear a lot of I don't recalls coming up in future months.
That was an email account that I thought we closed. I didn't even realize those. Oh, my gosh, that's right. Those emails still exist. I need to provide those.